are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.
I'm going to start a new series today, and I want to explain it, and I want you to guarantee me you're going to hang on with me for the next 60 seconds, because it's going to contextualize everything. And as I begin this, you might kind of go, wait a minute. All right. So just stay with me for the next 60 seconds and make a decision if you want to continue. All right. During this time of division in our land, and you'd have to admit there's a lot of division in our land right now, and in our world, we need to focus on and consider oneness more than ever before. The oneness of humanity, the oneness of our planet. So I'm going to launch into a 5-part series, which I know Jerome has heard me do, on the beliefs of the unity faith. Now, what is unity? When you hear that the complaint-free movement started in a church, it started in a unity church. I am an ordained unity minister. Unity is not Unitarian. Very different. Unity does consider itself to be Christian. It considers itself to be positive Christianity. However, a lot of the stances that most Christians, evangelicals, would take would be the exact opposite of unity. Unity was one of the first to really embrace gays, lesbians, etc., etc., etc. In fact, I think half my class was gay or lesbian. So there's a lot that we can learn from this faith. I don't want to use the word religion, although technically it is, because one thing you've got to remember about unity is that it is a non-proselytizing faith. In other words, if I were to try and talk you into getting into unity, that would in and of itself be a violation of one of unity's principles. Unlike most faiths that go beating on doors, unity relies on people's lives and examples such that other people would say, man, why are you so happy in the middle of this? Or why are you so confident? Or why are you so centered? And that's how unity attracts people and has continued over the years. So one of the first talks that I ever gave in a unity church, I'm really honored. I'm about to brag on myself, okay? I have a propensity for coming up with things that are kind of already there, but that make them easier for most people to understand. For example, the complaint-free movement, going 21 days without complaining, not my idea. Edwin Gaines' idea, by the way. My idea was the bracelet, and my idea was to take someone else's idea, the 5 reasons people complain, and put it into GRIPE, G-R-I-P-E. The same was true when I was doing a talk one time when I was in ministerial school, and I said I had trouble remembering Unity's 5 basic principles. Now, interestingly, I have an older hat. I'd have to look through my books, but I had an old Unity prayer book that had over 23 basic principles in Unity back in the 1930s. However, it was later condensed down to 5. To only 5. And so for the next 5 days, that's what I'm going to talk about. The next 5 jump starts, that's what I'm going to talk about. So I came up with this way to remember them, the 5 principles. And the way to remember them is 1 clap, 1 clap, 1 presence, 1 power, C, Christ within, L, law of a mind action, A, affirmative prayer, and P, practice. Now, I'm going to talk about all of this week, but again, remember, this is all to try and help you feel happier and healthier during this pandemic and during all the other unsettling things that are happening right now in our world, all right? So the one, unity believes there is 1 presence and 1 power in our lives and in the universe, God the good, omnipotent. Okay, so again, don't freak out over the word God. Daniel Namod's song, which I was playing as I began this jumpstart song, and I highly recommend you listen to Daniel's work. The song One Power goes through, call it God, call it Jesus, call it Buddha, call it Lord, call it something, Bahalula, Angel's Wings, or Heaven's Door. It doesn't matter what you call it. It matters that you understand that there is only one power. The interesting thing about it, any of you look at the history, and this is where I went to school, so I have to be careful of not going into Nerdsville here. But when you look back, when the Bible was first written, it was polytheistic. A lot of people believed in many, many, many religions, and yet Judaism first was the first to say, no, there is one God, that is it. Thou shalt not bow down nor worship. Anyway, so again, welcome to Nerdsville. The concept is that no matter, the way I like to think about it is that you can take an eggplant and you can cook it 1,000 different ways and put it out on a buffet, and people could go by and all sample the various types of eggplant, and then they find the one they like, and that's the one they like, right? Well, to me, God's kind of like that, you know? There's only one. There is only one entity out there. We all have different ways of relating to him, her, it, etc. It's when we think that, if you're a Christian, you think that the Islamists have a different God from you. No, there's only one God. There's only one power. There's only one presence. And not only that, this is a couple of other things I feel the need to touch on. Number one, that means, take a breath, I remember when I first heard this, and I feel like I'm still getting over it. Unity does not believe in an anti-God, okay? Unity believes in, unity believes that there is only one presence and one power, and it is good. Wow. Well, I can show you lots and lots of evidence to the contrary. Unity does not believe in an anti-God. Unity does not believe in a devil. Now, the devil, as most people would call it, is actually, I would believe, and Unity would believe, our own darkness, our own inability to embrace our own light, projected out in fear into the world. There are only two emotions. There is love, and there is fear. And most of us are brought up to be in fear. And not only that, especially today, people are constantly trying to scare the crap out of you. Sometimes for very good reason. Sometimes simply to get power. Unity believes that behind all of the machinations of human beings, that there is one good, positive unity. Actually, Ed, Jainism and unity are quite similar in my opinion. Okay, that would be your short answer. Unity actually is a combination of many faiths from around the world. In fact, if you look at the Unity logo, which is the wings, that's actually a repatriation of, or if am I using the word right, a reusing of a Zoroastrian symbol. So, fascinating questions. Thanks for asking all this. The main thing I want to focus on today is that there's only one of us here. There's one life we all share. It's the life of the divine. To the degree that we live in fear, we add layers of filters to that to block that light. But there's only one presence, and it's a good presence. As I look back on some of the worst things that have ever happened in my life, finish my sentence, would you please? You know what I'm going to say. They turned out to be some of the best things. Sometimes the things that knock us off our horse just teach us to be better riders and teach us to go deeper within. I'm going to say something I've thought for a long time, and I know that you all have the emotional and mental capacity to hear what I'm about to say without judgment. Unity is a metaphysical religion. Metaphysics means beyond the physical. What that means is that there are two realms. there is the realm where everything exists as a potentiality, and it exists simultaneously with us right now. Everything we fear, everything we anticipate, everything, etc., etc., etc. And what we are living now is the life of the relative. There's the absolute. Think of it as what Jesus would have called heaven. And we live the relative based on how we relate to the absolute. All right? According to that, what we believe will be done unto us. Now, what I have seen in the last 5 to 6 years is the world, not just the United States, the world going from reaching out to one another to separating from one another. Brexit, you've got other countries that are becoming more and more and more and more isolated. And then we get a president with an America First agenda, an isolationist agenda, all right? So this is not to criticize the president. This is to say that that's simply the news, and that's the truth around the world and countries. Now stay with me, because I'm about to make a big point. So collectively, we have become more fearful of others around the world, and that means in every country, and we have chosen to withdraw into ourselves. Is it not surprising then, metaphysically, that a pandemic virus would rise up that forces us, if we're going to survive in greater numbers, we have to isolate? What I'm saying is that Unity would say that the COVID, I believe, I'm speaking for Unity like I could do that. In my opinion, as an ordained Unity minister, the COVID-19 thing is an outward projection of our inner fears that have been showing up by our becoming more polarized and more distant. And yeah, I think a vaccine is going to heal that. However, until we heal the distance within our hearts, till we stop seeing them, till we realize there's only one of us, something else is going to pop up. Who knows? Maybe an alien invasion. Hope not. Just remember that if there is only one presence, then that presence is present in you. In you. One of my favorite quotes from Marianne Williamson is that it's not arrogant to say God is within me. It's humble. It's arrogant to say God is everywhere else except in me. Remember that today. The oneness comes from our consciousness of it, our belief that there is no us, there is no them. There is only oneness. Give that some thought, would you, today? Check out Daniel Namon. I played some of his music earlier. Wonderful guy. Enjoy today. Have a great weekend. No matter what you do, I'm going to be off on my Bloodline tour. We're going to stop in at various places where various scenes were done, maybe have a drink, shoot a game of pool, whatever, socially distanced. The great thing about the Keys is usually all the doors and windows are open, if there are doors and windows. So come down and see us in the Keys sometime, and I look forward to talking with you again on Monday. Enjoy your weekend. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.